A few years ago, I was given a visiting professorship at a rather prestigious four-year college. The department that was hosting me took a disliking to me and blocked my attempts to teach classes, and, when that ceased to be possible, tried to prevent me from teaching my classes properly. When I submitted my course proposals to the department chair, he would typically respond as follows. Here at College X, we don't lecture to students. Rather, we dialogue with them and help them explore ideas on their own. In this way, we hope to allow them to find their own truths in their own way. Obviously, the department chair was saying this partly to be obstreperous, but the fact that he was choosing to be obstreperous in this particular way suggests that the preferred mode of teaching in this department was indeed to not teach and, in essence, to babysit the students while letting them embed their own prejudices more deeply into their tiny little intellects, all under the banner of letting them explore ideas, which exploration, I might add, was to be done without the assistance of any of the intellectual instruments of which traditional pedagogical methods avail one. And, of course, outside of the hardest of the hard sciences, this pseudo-exploratory, narcissism-drenched, guided pseudo-reflection is practically the standard method of teaching, or not teaching rather, employed in today's college classrooms. Why is this? Is it because Marxism triumphed? Is it because Western civilization is falling apart? Yes, tautologously, yes. But the non-tautologous answer is that professors in this day and age are simply too dumb to actually teach, so they teach by not teaching. In other words, they pretend to teach by indulging their improperly educated students from the likes of whose ranks they themselves matriculated. Most professors are basically of average intelligence. Their intelligence level is white-collar average. People who become professors in this day and age, setting aside a few engineering professors, are basically slackers who didn't want to 9-to-5 it, which is understandable, but which means that the people who should be professors are being crowded out by spongiform fraudsters who, in order to hide the fact that they don't have the goods, both from their students and from themselves, advocate spongiform methods of non-teaching that pander to their students' bloated senses of entitlement and don't challenge their atrophied intellects. Long story short, New Age instructional methods are the product not so much of wrong pedagogical views as of professorial incompetence.